B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just heard Murray mention Dr. Alan Stills. He's the NFL's lead doctor on the COVID situation. He was on the NFL Network earlier today, and he directly addressed the Patriots situation. Let's hear some of this sound. Jimmy, give me the first cut, please.
Let's get right to the situation in New England with the Gilmore positive test. Can you take us through how the NFL determined it was safe to play on Monday so soon after Cam Newton's positive test on Saturday?
Well, sure, Judy. Anytime we have a positive test, the first thing we do is obviously go through a contact tracing protocol to look how many close contacts there may be. And that's exactly what we did in this case. And in reviewing that, we were given information that there were no what we call high risk close contacts. There were some other close contacts that were identified. All of those close contacts were tested and screened per our protocol. We actually had 4 days of testing of them, if you think about it. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we also took the additional step, Judy, of reviewing the video from inside the Patriots facility to look at the compliance with mask wearing. And what we found there was the compliance was very high. Cam Newton was wearing a mask. He was wearing his tracking device, and everyone around him was wearing a mask. So that gave us some comfort that given the facts of no additional positive tests, given the apparent compliance of the team, and given the way that the close contacts were labeled, that we could move forward. And again, as I have emphasized before, this isn't a decision we make in isolation. We take that data, we look at it with our experts in infectious disease and epidemiology and make what we think is the safest decision for everyone involved.
Okay. Reviewing video inside the Patriots facility. Why are they always reviewing video inside the Patriots
facility? Yeah, good question.
I mean,
and what is the chance that video wasn't doctored?
The amount of time the league has had to spend looking at video of you doing something is just mind-boggling, is it not?
Teed that up for you.
Oh, that was I heard that. I'm like, ding, ding. Here we go again.
Mysteriously, some of the security tapes disappeared.
Yeah, it's like guys ducking in and out of bathrooms and what, you know, that's just, that's a joke, kind of. So what the implication of the question there was you, how do you feel about the protocols about allowing the game to be played? And now Gilmore comes back positive. Like Gilmore caught it from the plane out to Kansas City or caught it because he played in the game. My sense is Gilmore caught it like Newton caught it before he even went out there. Right.
Maybe.
Because the whole reason he was on the COVID plane to begin with is because he was someone with close contact with Newton, but as Still says there, no high-risk close contact. So what does that mean?
Good question. I don't know.
So they were close contact, but they weren't French kissing? Or what? Like, what does that mean, high-risk close contact versus close contact close contact?
The two of them went out to dinner?
So the
Or they were within six, you know, or they were within 6 feet of one another, but they had masks on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I mean, and the exposure wasn't for a long period of time, because one of the things you hear is that, you know, the most frequent instances of transmission are when people are in a confined area for a lengthy period of time, right? So maybe they're only around each other for a couple minutes.
So I don't know what that means, you know, when he says that, you know, you would just be guessing at what that is and where they're drawing the line between close contact and high-risk close contact. But if I had to guess, it's that Newton and Gilmore got it before, you know, by the end of last week, and Gilmore just passed his test on Friday. Newton didn't, and that's why Gilmore's on the plane. And then Gilmore passed it, you know, subsequently. It just took longer to show up with him. Would be my guess. Or if I were the league, that's what I'd be looking at. You know, was there something Newton was doing off the field that, you know, caused him to get it? And was Gilmore doing the same thing? Were they doing it together? Were they out to dinner together, right? Something like that.
Okay, so if something like that exists, then there's a clearer picture there. My opinion, the league doesn't know. They don't know. And so what they're doing is, you know, they have these tracers on the guys, and they have video, and they can look at it and say, you know, is there something egregious there? No, then we're playing. I think this goes back to what we were saying on Monday. They're taking an educated guess. They're playing odds. They're looking at it going, okay, he was wearing a mask. He was around Gilmore for 5 minutes. What do we think the probability is? Less than 30%. So then we're playing.
I'm just telling you, if the KC game leads to further infection, they look horrible.
Yep.
Horrible. You know, to the point where it was so acute that they had to fly out a whole second plane with the infected or the potentially infected. And now one of them is actually tested positive, and now he's out, and they've had to shut down the building. That's just a horrible look. Now, it's entirely possible that Gilmore and Newton got it before this even started, and it just took longer for Gilmore's test to come back positive, and there is no further spread. We're still dealing with the initial spread, if you will.
Yeah, but see, the part of it that bothers me, Mike, is that Gilmore is now positive, and he was on the plane. He was on the plane. So, again, whether you're wearing a mask or not, air is going to get out. I mean, when you breathe, it's going to get around the edges of the mask. And now if you're on a plane in a confined area.
It's a four-hour flight, all said and done. Then you talk about the buses to and from the airports. I'm sure they contain the infected in one bus as it was. So, like, it's going to be hard to dodge that bullet for those who were
right, so
on
the,
that plane.
So, to me, in some ways, the best-case scenario for the Patriots is that Gilmore either got it or became contagious after they got back, in which case they dodged another bullet. Like, I look at that one and I say, that you know, he was on the plane.
Talk about threading the needle.
Holy crap. Like, so we got to see how this goes out over the next several days. But you had an infected guy, guy who is now infected on the plane 4 days, 3 days ago.
Give me that Stills follow-up there, Jimmy.
Given Gilmore's positive test that we learned about this morning, what's your level of concern now that perhaps playing that game might have contributed to spread, at least in New England, if not in Kansas City, where there have not been any positive tests since the game?
Well, we're obviously concerned about that because anytime you have a new positive case, you know that there can have been exposure. So we're looking in both markets, both in Kansas City and in New England. As you know, we closed the New England facility today. And so we will take the measures to do the additional contact tracing that we have to do. And we'll see what the next several days reveal to us in terms of positive tests, if there are any. Obviously, we hope and pray there are none. And we want to make sure that the index player gets the appropriate care. But we're monitoring that situation very, very carefully. And again, we'll have to take it day by day in terms of the best decision for everyone involved.
Okay, index player. The one to watch is Patrick Mahomes because we're showing it right now on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast. The post-game embraces with Gilmore and Mahomes.
I mean, he's right in his face.
They bump face masks. Like, they get, love you, bro. Like, right, mwah. If they weren't wearing face masks, they would have been embracing. And, you know, not even that, like, Gilmore then, like, hangs on to him a little bit and gives him a couple extra words as they're walking away. Like, that's going to be the one.
You're the face of the league.
Take this for the rematch.
Well, and that one, too, right? Avoidable because it's after the game. If it happens in a pileup on the field, you say, well, how the hell are you going to avoid that? Like, that. But after the game, now everyone's getting lovey-dovey out there? Like, that. I mean, that's another one the league will look at and say, guys, can we cut with that?
So here's just two reports to me that stood out. One was from Pro Football Talk, and we've just alluded to this. Per source, Stephon Gilmore was one of the players in close contact with Cam Newton, and Gilmore was on the second plane with roughly 20 people, the COVID plane. Shaughnessy wrote the other day that Bill was on that plane.
Correct.
Has that been refuted or confirmed or followed up on?
Not that I've seen. He was the only person I've seen report that.
Okay, did he report it or did he just put that in the column? It was really more of a column and it wasn't a report, and he just got confused on that?
Perhaps.
You want to text old Danny boy?
Oh, sure. I'll ask him.
Would you?
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. You know, if Bill was, I mean, I'd like to think he was in close contact with Newton. He should be. Like, and when I say close contact, I mean, he should be going over game plan and da-da-da and talking to him. Like, I would think Bill would get in his orbit. Again, the double mask, whether he's just sort of tweaking the league or being extra precautious because he's someone that was in close contact. That's just something to keep in mind. And that's just stood out to me in Shaughnessy's column the other day, that Bill was on the COVID plane. Well, anyway, the second report from today, Jason LaConfora, CBS Sports, right? Patriots all virtual today, he said. Closed facility. Some players who have not yet tested positive are feeling under the weather and would have had to stay home today anyway.
Not great.
That's the one that really stopped my tracks.
Oh, boy.
Say what?
Oh, boy.
If nothing else, the paranoia is running rampant for both of these teams right now. And you mentioned Mahomes and how Gilmore's breathing in his face at the end of that game. He's got a pregnant wife at home. He's probably going to be like, oh, my God.
They're sleeping in separate beds, separate rooms.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's being careful. So, like, wow, the under-the-weather part, I missed that.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, God. Either that or it's, like Murray said, it's guys flipping out going, come to think of it, I do feel a little feverish.
A little scratch in the throat.
I'm sweating a little. Like, is that the anxiety or is that COVID?
I mean, Isn't that how we're all walking around?
Yes. Oh,
especially going back to early March. Remember holding your breath? How long can I hold it?
Oh, right. I forgot about that one. I forgot about that one, the shortness of breath. Yeah. So those are the times. And did the Patriots and the league really, right? Because the league, you know, demanded it basically. Did they just take an undue risk with that Chiefs game?
I mean, it feels that way. I felt that way from the beginning. That, and I go back to the incubation period, that if it's 2 to 5 days in most cases, and this all happened on Friday, how the hell can they have a definitive answer by Monday? How? They can't. Mathematically, they can't. So again, if you do the math, that Newton tested positive early Friday. Today's Wednesday, 5 days later. Now Gilmore shows up. So, okay, like, that's a coincidence? It feels to me like, you know, the what we know scientifically is coming true in this particular case.
I'll tell you, though, the league, though, they just...
Oh, they don't care.
Nope, game's on Sunday. It's on. Even though now that feels like there's a slow trickle here in New England. Nope, game's on. We're still playing.
I mean, if you were betting right now with the Patriots, would you say this stops or gets worse?
Gets worse.
That's how I feel.
I mean, just, again, based on
history,
based on
the math.
Based on what
history.
Happened with Tennessee.
The Titans and the White House. Like, I don't know, those are the two, and I'm sure there's other examples, churches, businesses.
Other sports.
Schools, other sports, right? Absolutely. But just the two ones that have been in our face here is absolutely the White House and the Titans.
So the one,
and it's a thing that is stretched out over a couple of weeks where there's a couple of more every day. And even if you have a day or two where there's... The Titans were in the clear for two straight days. Today, two more tested positive. And it's like, so just if I'm using that as a guide, how could they possibly get through this week clean?
I don't know if they could. And again, maybe the Titans are having the second wave, call it, because they broke protocol and all of a sudden had guys getting together again. Like, you just look at the whole thing and go, holy crap. Now, the only thing that gives me some cause for optimism, has anybody in the Vikings gotten it yet, Murray?
No, I don't think so.
So the Titans played the Vikings, and nobody there got it. So right. The idea of team to team, maybe that's not as great a risk. And that game was played indoors, right? So now, look, it's a big, spacious area. But the Chiefs and the Patriots were outdoors. Now, I don't know if the, you know, cornerback and the other team's quarterback were kissing out after the game or what. I have no idea what the hell they were doing. But it feels like the team-to-team thing might not be as common.
Back to your thoughts right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
A little bit of a bigger picture question. The Titans had some positive tests come back, and I'm just curious how much you've sort of looked at that, and does it reinforce, how much does it reinforce the importance of staying disciplined, you know, with everything that's going on, with how you guys are trying to move forward in light of everything you're dealing with, and how do you feel you guys are doing in that area?
We monitor everything every day. We don't just do it when there's a problem or, you know, something comes up somewhere else. We do it on a daily basis and, you know, make everyone, because this is everybody, it's not just players, it's players and coaches and staff and everybody else, make everyone aware of what, if we're not doing something or if we can do something better, then we talk to them about how we can do it better. So we try to monitor the best we can. I think we're pretty vigilant, really all of us. It's not any one person, but just all of us keeping an eye on things. If anybody sees something that's not the way we've talked about it, or maybe something that's a little off or that we need to take a better look at, then we do that. And so we've had that situation come up multiple times as things have changed, as we went through the different phases of training camp. As we got into the regular season schedule, then we traveled. There've been a variety of changes in our scheduling or in our, the way we're located or where or how we're doing things, that have necessitated some type of modification or adjustment. We continue to monitor that and do that. But yeah, it's a good reminder. for all of us the situation that we're in. And you know, regardless of what we have or haven't done up to this point, it really is about what we do each day going forward, making the right decisions and controlling what we can control. So we'll try to continue to do that.
That was Belichick late last week. Sounded like they had a firm grip on the situation. I bought it. I told you the Pats would be the last team to run into this kind of trouble. And all the other stupid, poorly run teams would be the ones getting the positive tests and having to shut down games and players. And the Pats would be the last team to have to deal with this because Bill runs such a tight ship. Good call, Felger. Another one. I'm on a roll. What can
They're
I tell
hot.
You? Yeah, I'm hot. I spent all last week pumping their tires over this, and then it's the star quarterback and their best defensive player. Bang, bang. And one game was postponed a day later, and now there's another one in jeopardy. So it turns out the Patriots are just like everybody else. But I do believe internally that they are still probably doing the right thing. And that Stills report said we looked at the tape internally and, you know, the masks and the distancing, they were all doing the right thing. So I still believe that. But as we've learned, Aaron Hernandez, their quality control when they leave the building, not so hot. And maybe they're just like everybody else in that regard, you know, and
not every employer knows what their employee is up to when they're out of their building.
I would say most of them don't.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at the
it
end.
It turns out you're no different.
Well, right. So, you know, I think that stuff sort of get the reason why we never heard about that stuff with the Patriots over the years, probably because they had a deal with law enforcement in some way, shape, or form. And again, now I'm not saying whether that's state or local or whatever, but, you know, you help us out, we'll help you out. And so, which again, if they can orchestrate that kind of deal, A, I don't think they're the only team that does that. Or B, I think on some level it's smart.
They just control the messaging better, but they have the same issues as everybody
Absolutely,
else.
Absolutely, yes. And in this case, the difference is there's no hiding it. You can't hide it. Someone comes down with it, it can't play.
Okay, back
fact, end of story.
Back to your phones, as promised. Max and Cohasset, go.
Hey, Felger, I heard the striper fishing off Nantucket was pretty good this summer, so I hope you and Bill got to go on the boat because of your terrible Brian Hoyer take. But on COVID, I'm tired of these weenie beat riders like Ben Volin, Bedard, and Florio who are like, shut everything down. No, there are going to be positive COVID tests. Test everyone on Friday. That's 5 days since Monday. If they're positive, it'll show up. And that's it. We can't stop the world because people get COVID. Let's play. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I think that's ridiculous, Max. Can you reschedule? I don't want to lose the game either. I think they should fight to keep a 16-game schedule season. But if it's about to get hot and it's about to get, you know, the numbers are about to spike, why would you keep playing? Just because we're going to play. Like, that's stupid, man.
Well, and this guy's also got the calendar wrong. You get tested Monday and Friday, you know. No, that's 4 days. Monday to Friday is 4 days. It's not five. Now you got to go to Saturday.
And we're finding out there's positives that show up well beyond 5 days.
Right, and that's not a ceiling. It's just a zone.
It's a mean.
Right. Two to five is generally where most people show up. And then beyond that, now you can't practice. So now you have all this other element on top of it. Like, it's not that simple. And more important than anything else, you run the risk of putting guys on the field who are infected next to other guys who are on the other team. Now, look, again, so far, no real evidence that it has gone from team to team, at least based on football. So let's see how it shakes out. But, I mean, really, what are we doing? You're going to start putting guys out on the field knowing that they're not clear? That's, to me, you're inviting trouble. You do that.
I mean, you can postpone a game or two, possibly even three. I mean, they already did this with the Titans Steelers game, and I have no problem with that. But the whole league, like, I don't know, I'm not fully with the caller, but I can understand why he and others feel that way. Like, the whole league, and I can't help, the more I've thought about it, I can't help thinking that those owners wouldn't allow that to happen. Not over the next month, because if they announced today that the league was shutting down to pause for a few weeks, the next few weeks would be Trump losing his mind on Twitter, definitely making it an issue during the next debate. And the owners know that, and they don't want to deal with that kind of crap, which is an ironclad lock of that happening.
Well, that would suck. Like, really? Because you're worried about Trump's tweet beef?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me a break. Like, I mean, I'm not telling you you're wrong, Murray. Maybe they do care about that, but please.
Well, because, it's not even just that some of these guys have a real relationship with him.
Okay.
I mean, these owners have that, but then he's going to turn around and make them look weak. I beat it. They're losers. I'm a winner. Like, it's going to be all of that, way worse, every single day. They took away football. I brought it back.
So look, no one likes the sanctimonious nanas. Like no one, so no one likes that. But my interest is in having the full 16-game season.
Sure.
Okay. So if pumping the brakes a little bit now gets me to 16 games, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what hockey and basketball did.
I'm not looking to save the world here. I'm looking to save the football season. And, you know, slowing down now might help you get to 16 games. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, and long-term, as the football fan, that's what I want, too. I'm just saying, I think it's a political hot potato for these guys right now over this next month leading into an election, and that's why they don't want to shut anything down.
Steve in the car, go.
Hey, guys, I completely agree with the premise of all that, and when a lug nut like myself is tweeting out that the incubation period is on the board, and forfeiting is also on the board. My question is, has Bob Kraft lost a lot of power in the NFL, in the commissioner's office?
I don't think so, Steve. I'm not sure. I don't want to wait to figure out where you're going. But what would lead you to believe he's lost power? What would lead you to believe he didn't want to play this game? Maybe he wanted to play this game every bit as much as Roger Goodell and Donald Trump and the people in the NFL. You have no idea.
I'd be willing to bet that the owners and the commissioner made a point of getting on the same page before the year started.
How do you think Jonathan feels about it?
And when I say made a point of getting on the same page, some of them probably, you know, might have disagreed. But I think they probably took a vote or, you know, a loose one, and they decided they were going to go ahead and play, and this was going to be the course of action.
So maybe Kraft wanted to play and Jonathan wanted to play every bit as much as anyone else did. Or they didn't, and they, what Matt said, we're all in this together, and we're going to all be, you know, present a united front, and whatever the league and Alan Stills decides, we're going to abide by it.
Absolutely.
And if we're going to, you're going to tell us we have to play the game, we're going to play the game, and we're not going to carp about it.
And Mike, as you know, you mentioned Alan Stills too, that they came out and publicly said the Patriots did the right thing. Instinctively, you would say, well, of course he's going to say that. They didn't do that for Tennessee.
They definitely did not.
Right. So there is sort of a break from behavior there, one way or the other. That in the case of Tennessee, they said, no, we're taking a look at this. We don't like what's going on there. So I do believe that the Patriots are probably trying to do the right thing. The question is, does that really matter?
So why would they not want to play the game? It's just, you know, obviously the Cam Newton thing, right? If they postpone it to the end of the year, you have Newton against Mahomes and not, you know, so like that piece, I get to it. But man, I just think there's bigger considerations where the owners are all in it together and they've all presented a united front, and this is what we've decided. We're going to plow ahead with this season, play every game that's humanly possible to play on the day it's scheduled, and that's what we're going to do. And they're all sticking to the plan. And we'll find out if it's a dumb plan or the right plan. We'll find out in time. But the early returns aren't so great. Here's the very latest on the situation with Murray, and then we're back with your thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Needless to say, I don't need to ask you how you feel about them not canceling the Broncos game yet. That's still on the schedule. How do you feel about that, Greg?
Oh, it's completely off the table. It goes to week 18, and the Broncos are garbage, so hopefully they don't need to play it. That it doesn't factor into the playoff seedings, but they're not playing on Sunday. It's just, it cannot happen. Not after Tennessee and now this, like, now you have to take a pause. Now you just have to say, okay, and the Patriots had the bye week after this. Like, let's just take a breath. Like, again, I come back to, what the hell is the rush? Like, that's been my whole issue. You can play the Super Bowl a month after. You can push things back. The NFL has always, from the beginning of this entire thing, have had the benefit of time. Yet they refuse to take it, ever. And if this spirals out of control and the season is truncated and it's over, like it's the NFL's own fault because of its own arrogance, which we see time and time again.
The big boy Greg Bedard on earlier with us. Came out hot. He's pissed at the NFL. He thinks it's outrageous how they're handling it. Furthermore, he wants to trade Joe Tooney, Julian Edelman, and obviously a running back as well. But Tooney and Edelman, trade block, according to Greg Bedard. Catch the full two-hour stint online, 985thesportshub.com or the app. Had the caller before say, has Bob Kraft lost sway in the league because the league's doing things the Patriots don't want to do? And I said, how do you know that? Tom Curran just posted a story on NBC Sports Boston. Curran, Patriots irritated by NFL's approach to COVID-19. He says rumblings of displeasure are coming from Foxborough in the wake of the team's commute to Kansas City for Monday night's game with the Chiefs. Slap shot there. Chiefs. With three Patriots now having tested positive for COVID-19, a team source said Tuesday, it's time for players and coaches to, quote, worry about our health and safety first and not leave it up to the league. The Patriots are scheduled to play the Broncos on Sunday at Gillette, but with Stephon Gilmore, Cam Newton, and practice squad member Bill Murray all testing positive and the team being out of the facility until at least Friday, that game is in serious doubt. So the league is irritated. Do they have the right to be? Jim Murray just told me something. Adam Schefter was on a radio station in Philadelphia today and said, what, Murray? Do you have me up?
Yeah, so I'm trying to gather the sound right now. Apparently, according to Adam Schefter on this interview that he was on this Philly station this morning, Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore are out to dinner on Friday night. So, that positive diagnosis test comes back Saturday morning, so they don't know. Maybe it's just because those two were together. That's how it spread between those two.
But the first test was on Friday, wasn't it?
It was on Friday morning, but they didn't get the results until later Friday. So the question is, did they come in Friday evening? Were they at dinner already? Did they know before? My guess is if they knew Newton was positive, they wouldn't have been at dinner. Like, I have a hard time believing that one.
Yeah, me too.
Right? So maybe they were already at dinner when they found out, and then my understanding was Newton was tested a second time Saturday morning to confirm. And that's when the news came out.
But the news came out early Saturday.
It did.
Well, when I say early, it was really more like 11 a.m.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, 11-ish.
So is that enough time to get that PCR test back?
Sure.
Okay. Either way, were those guys doing the right thing?
Good question.
Was Cam Newton doing the right thing? I mean, so like before the Patriots get all huffy and like start playing the victim here, do you know exactly what your players were doing and how they were doing it? Are you confident in that? Are you confident that Newton and Gilmore were doing all the right things? Because if they weren't, you sound like frauds or babies complaining about the league making you do this, that, and the other when you aren't doing the right thing in the first place. So I'd be careful if I were the Patriots, but stomping their feet a little bit too hard on that one, given we don't know exactly how Newton got it, never mind Gilmore, never mind what they might have started. So put a sock in it, I'd say, until you find out exactly what's going on there.
So can I just ask one thing about the current story, which I also called up? It says team source, right? But it doesn't say whether it's ownership, management, or a player.
Right.
So
I'd say to any of them, whoever it is.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that how do we know that ownership, like I'm not making the connection that ownership is agitated at the league. Maybe the players are agitated at the league. You follow me?
Yeah.
In other words, like, I don't know. I wonder. I'm asking. I'm just asking. But with regard to Newton and Gilmore, this thing gets so gray so fast. Aren't protocols still that if you go to a restaurant and you're sitting outside, once you sit at your table, you don't have to wear a mask?
Yeah.
So maybe they were doing that.
Yeah, no, it's possible.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm just thumbing through the story, Mass. I'm sorry. So, look, I mean, I don't want to get anyone in trouble for something I don't know they've done yet. But I think generally speaking, if you follow the protocols properly, your odds are really low. And so I think any of these guys that come up positive or teams, there was some slip up along the way, which doesn't make them horrible people. It's not like they, robbed a bank or something here. I'm not like, I don't mean to demonize them. But if you want to play the season and you want to, make your money, collect your checks, play your games, do your thing, you've got to be really careful. So are you being really careful? And I can't tell you that I know that Newton and Gilmore or anyone else were being really careful. Because there's a lot of teams, the vast majority of teams out there in the league haven't had anything. And there's been a few that have. And now you're one of them. So before you start complaining about what the league is making you do or how the league is handling it, why don't you get your own house in order first? Because it turns out maybe the Patriots did not have their house in order. Which stuns me, surprises me. I thought they would have. And I told you last week there would definitely be the team that would have their house in order. Turns out, I'm not sure they did. So worry about your own house before you start whining about the league again.
I mean, so if that Schefter report
I mean, I got to start hearing this again now that's the league's fault from you people? I mean, from 20 years about this? Go ahead.
No, so if the timeline is all correct and that Schefter report is accurate, again, then Gilmore got on a plane in all probability already having had COVID, even though he did not test positive for it yet. So the question is he then contagious? Like, you know, to me, that the idea that they got on a plane with a guy who is infected, or at least is infected now, to me is, I look at it as mind-boggling. Because, again, we knew this all on Saturday. We knew that Newton was confirmed on Saturday morning and that the incubation period is at a minimum 2 to 5 days. That's where most cases show up. They got on a plane on Monday.
So
twice.
The NFL's approach here, fail. It's a fail. It's over. It's done. Fail. Canceled games, postponed games. Games now being scheduled where one team gets to practice X amount of days, another team gets to practice Y amount of days. Are you going to play? Are you not going to play? You're going to have to take two planes, fly out the morning of, while the other team gets to sit at home and wait for you. It's now a not even playing field. Pittsburgh got screwed a little bit by the Tennessee thing. The Patriots got screwed a little bit by the Kansas City thing. Now here comes the Denver thing where the Patriots won't be able to practice all week hardly. Denver will. You should still win the ball game, but I'm telling you, it becomes a fail when the playing field no longer is level, which is what happened in baseball. Some teams played 60 games. Some teams played 58. Some teams played 27-inning games. Some teams played two. They changed the playoff format in the middle of the effing season. They rejiggered the schedule a couple different times where you're going to play this team this week. Nope, you're going to play this team this week. And that made that an unlevel playing field. Baseball failed a long time ago. And the NFL is now on the list. Fail, fail, fail. And I fail to see how it's going to get any better going forward. Feels like we're in this, the arrow's pointing down. I feel like it's just going to get worse going forward. Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Felger and Maz. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I happen to believe, I was told that in the New England area over the weekend that Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore were spotted having dinner together on Friday night. So, and I was aware of that over the weekend. So to hear that he tested positive, I got to be honest, is not overly surprising to me. You know, if you're at a dinner table with somebody who's got the virus, you know, there's a chance I would think that you're going to get the virus. And so that's what we're dealing with this morning. We're dealing with, I think it's a crisis.
So Schefter used the word crisis there. Let's see how that goes. So, Newton and Stephon Gilmore out to dinner Friday night. I'm with you, Maz. I would hate to think that Newton knew he was positive and they still went. Because that was right around the time he was getting tested. It was there was a preliminary test on Friday, then the follow-up on Saturday morning, and then he was shut down Saturday, you know, late morning. So the testing and the positivity started on Friday.
Right. They had the test in the morning, and they get the results either in the late afternoon, evening, or early night.
So have you just double-checked on that?
No, but that's how I was told it initially.
Yeah.
That it was later Friday. So, you know, I mean, if Newton comes back positive and says to Gilmore, yeah, let's still go out. Well, that's just colossally stupid.
I mean, Come on, don't tell me that's going on.
So I have to believe that didn't happen. I can't imagine they'd be that stupid.
Thank you.
Now, what I'd like to know is, well, first of all, Schefter said he knew it over the weekend. Well, how about reporting that Newton at least had dinner with one teammate?
Yeah,
Like, what are you holding on to that for?
So we get that on Tuesday? Wednesday? What day is it?
Wednesday.
We get that Wednesday?
So you heard that over the weekend? You sat on it? Like, now again, you know, I suppose you're raising red flags if you cite the guy by name. But how about, well, Newton had dinner with at least one teammate on Friday night, but he bit the bullet on that one. Now, look, maybe he had to protect sources or whatever and his own, you know, flow of information. So, but he clearly held on to it for a couple of days. And then, like, you know, the whole, I want to know, where were they? Were they sitting inside or outside? Like, I want to know all that. Because if you're inside, then that's on you, too.
Come on.
I won't eat inside right now. I'm sorry, I won't.
No, I actually went out to dinner on Friday night, sat outside, froze my ass off, but we were outside. Outside and separated. So if they went out Friday night, they better have brought their parkas. It was chilly.
I mean, I can tell you this, that since this whole thing started, the only place I have eaten when I've eaten out has been outside with my immediate family. That's it.
So Chauncey just posted him going back to the Bill Belichick thing about being on the COVID plane. He's standing by it, put it right at the top of his column again. And, you know, you reached out to him personally. It's been reported and the team hasn't refuted it. And so Bill was on that plane. Chauncey's headline, risks were obvious, but the NFL went ahead with Patriots Chiefs anyway, and look at what happened. He says the NFL's almighty shield did not protect Stephon Gilmore and his family. The risks were obvious when the Patriots decided to take two planes to Kansas City for Monday night's game. One plane flying out of Logan, carrying around 20 players and team personnel, was reserved for the people who had been in close contact with Cam Newton, who tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday. Another aircraft flying out of Providence transported everybody else in the Patriots party. Gilmore was on the higher risk flight, as was Bill Belichick, according to multiple reports. Gilmore tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. The NFL knew, the Patriots knew. They knew this might happen, and they did it anyway. The NFL badly wanted the marquee matchup of the Patriots versus the Chiefs, which is why a bunch of people who'd been exposed to a guy who tested positive were herded into airplanes, buses, and a locker room at Arrowhead Stadium. It was as if medical decisions in the NFL headquarters were decided by the white coats at Walter Reed. Decisions were made on hope and TV ratings instead of science. So that's just the top of the column. But, you know, Belichick being in there as well. So the Belichick, this is, again, this is a little sidebar, but it's part of the topic. The Belichick double mask to tweak the league. Again, I hope it's not that. I hope it's that he's 60-something years old, a little heavy, probably in the higher risk category, and is on the COVID plane. And so wrap it up. Wrap it up tightly, big boy. And so I just hope that's what Bill's doing. And not trying to, you know, send any message to anyone. Just wear the effing mask and make sure it's secure if you're going to be in that. But so the COVID plane was out of Boston. Do you remember the caravan that stopped traffic on Monday morning?
Of course. Yeah.
There was like 6 or 7 buses on that thing.
Right.
For 20 players? Like, I thought that was the full team and the infected plane was out of Providence. And it was the littler plane and a little caravan. Like, if that was the caravan for the 20 guys, what was the caravan in the thing for the rest of them? But they must have, you know, put like whatever, 5 players on a bus or
right,
something.
Exactly. That's probably what they did is they said, we got to spread these guys out on the bus.
I mean,
but how do you spread them out on a plane? I mean, again, and you're in the year.
It's only 20 players. And, was it the big hog? Was it the big boy?
Well, and you're in the year for 4 hours.
So anyway.
I mean, again, Stephon Gilmore got on that plane twice. There and back.
Never mind.
That's like 8 hours in the air almost.
Never mind the buses. And then, you know, again, I'll just repeat this tweet. This to me was the most eye-opening tweet of the day from Jason LaConforce.
This one's unbelievable.
CBS Sports. He's reporting that the locker room's closed. The building's closed today and tomorrow. So he said, Patriots all virtual today. Closed facility. He says, some players who would not have yet tested positive are feeling under the weather and would have had to stay home anyway. So there's a bunch of guys sick to begin with.
Not great.
So, and the way he even says that, some players who have not yet tested positive are feeling under the weather and would have had to stay home anyway.
Oh,
so he's sort of like implying, they're here, you know, get ready, it's coming.
Well, and look, again, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking out loud like everybody else. Gilmore's on that plane with Belichick. the other two quarterbacks had to be on that plane. I mean, the quarterbacks are going to be in close quarters, aren't they? So you got to believe that both Hoyer and Stidham were near Newton. So they might not even have a quarterback to play this weekend.
And going back to that Schefter quote, too, shame on all of us. You know why he withheld that information over the weekend that those two had dinner? Because he knew that the league wanted that game played.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Like, that's what it is.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Or someone in the organization told him, and he has, you know, informational pipeline in the Patriots organization, which, again, I get.
Yeah, but,
they said, don't report this yet, but
right.
Gilmore was out with him on Friday night.
You trade information. Sometimes you're told to shut the F up about that information.
Ugh. So, again, on NBC Sports Boston, we're showing that caravan and them loading the plane there. So it doesn't look like that's the Patriots plane. That's like it's a Delta or whatever. But either way.
They didn't fly those Patriots planes out there, though.
Oh, they didn't?
No. No, they took two shuttles. It was like an Eastern shuttle and a Delta shuttle.
Yeah, because for some reason they weren't available or something.
Eastern shuttle? How the hell old are you? That thing went out of business like...
No, Mike, it was an Eastern shuttle.
35 years ago, Eastern shuttle.
It was Eastern.
Eastern Airlines?
Yeah, I mean, Zoe and Beetle were talking about this for like hours the other day.
Right, Eastern Airlines.
I know, Mike. I know they might as well be Pan Am, but that's what they took. That's what it was reported as.
When was TWA?
Yeah, Eastern Airlines went out of business like, I want to say in 1980. But anyway, I have to Google that real quick. So either way, I guess there's another Eastern. Whatever, that's a side topic. What was I just going to say? Oh, okay. So, again, we're showing the video here. And Curran, his column, Patriots irritated by NFL's approach to COVID-19. Are you sure your players were doing the right thing? I would wait to see if your players were doing the right thing before you get irritated at anybody else. That's all I would say. And if Gilmore and Newton were doing the right things, they were doing the right things. Then you know, you have a case. But if you weren't doing the right things, then you helped spread the thing. You're the one that brought it into the bubble. So just, you know, figure that out. We are going to get to your reaction to it, but it is developing by the minute. Feels like a little bit of a situation. We're going to talk to our expert about it. You've heard Dr. Paul Sachs on this show quite a few times during the pandemic. He's the infectious disease director at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He's a great guy to talk to about this. So we'll get his input on it right after Murray's 90-second update here. There are no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.